So Yossel, I would have thought to say, after Mitzrayim came, maybe he wasn't a Mitzrayim also. Even though there's a mitzvah to shave off your hair, but maybe you're not allowed to cut off your payas. There's a law in the Torah of Leisakifu Fas Rosh Eichem. So maybe Mitzrayim is also. And this we say, Talmud Leim Roshoi. That's why neither Pasuk Roshoi to say by a Mitzrayim no, a Mitzrayim was allowed to shave off his hair. Even though he's shaving off his payas. This is one brayse. This is one man yoma. The Tan Yizach, another brayse says like this. Roisho, why does the Pasuk say Roisho by Mitzoro? Ma Tam Aloyma, what do I need this for? Lefi Shenema Gabi Nozir. Because it says in the Pasha of Nozir that Tar Lo Yavra Roisho. You're not allowed to take a haircut. You can't shave off your hair a Nozir. So Yochel, I would have thought to say Yach Nozir Mitzoro came. Maybe if this Nozir is a Mitzoro, that now there should be a mitzvah to shave off because he's a mitzvah. Maybe no, it's us of him to do it because he's a nazir. On this time, Malayma Roshoi. That's why the Pasuk says Roshoi, that if even though you're a nazir, but since Lamaisa you are a mitzvah, and now there's a mitzvah for you to take the haircut, it's mutter to take the haircut even though you're a nazir. That's what the Pasuk Roshoi tells me. So my love Tanoi, isn't it a machlegas Tanoim now? That what? Laman diyamim nazir. The one that says the word roisher we need for a nazir. That even though you're a nazir, still you're allowed to take a haircut. Why? Because kesavri yod hakofas kala rosh loisher mehakofa. Hey, just for the posik to be used by a mitzvah, you don't need a posik. Because what is the mitzvah doing? He's shaving off all the hair of his head. So true, he's shaving off the payas also, but since he shaved off all the hair of the head, that's not the love. That's not the love of pas leisakifu pas roshechem. That's only also to cut off your payas by itself. But once you're cutting off all the hair of your head, there's no love. So that's why I don't need a pasuk for a regular mitzvah that he could take a haircut, even though he has to shave off his payas. Because since he's shaving off all the hair of the head, there's no issa. Therefore, I only need the pasuk to teach me, even though he's a nazir. By a nazir pshita, there's a lav of tal yavra roshay. You can't take any haircut. So therefore, I need the pasuk that even though you're a nazir, but since you're a mitzvah, it's mutra to take this haircut. Therefore, v'chiyasi kro lemitchi es loisa seviyasei. What do I need the pasuk for of roshay to teach me, even though he's a nazir? And a regular nazir has a lav and an essay not to take a haircut. There's the essay to watch. I say kodesh yia gadol pera. There's an essay to keep your hair growing. And the loisar say of not loisar lo yavar roshay. So I would have thought that even though you're mitzor, it's also kamashma. No, it's muta. The idoch, but the first brisa that uses the word roshay for a regular mitzvah, to teach us that a regular mitzvah is allowed to take a haircut. The idoch is savra kofas kol rosh shmei hakofa. The first Tana holds that no, that even though a mitzvah is shaving off all the hair of his head, there is a lav. You're not allowed to do that to a regular person, because it's also called you shaving off your face. Therefore, v'chiyase kro lemitchi lav greida. When the Pasuk Roshoi is said by a Mitzvah, means to teach me that a regular Mitzvah is allowed to take the haircut. Because I would have thought to say, no, it's also equal because even though you cut shaving off all the hair of your head, that's also the cloud of love. I would have thought to say it's also. Kamashman that it's muta. So that's what we said before. Before we said all the Amorayim before hold that Hakofas Kolarosh is Shmei HaKofa. That's what we said before. So now we're saying it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So Gemara says, no, it could be not like that. So Amar Rav, Ravi says, no, the Kul Yama could be HaKofa's Kol HaRosh, Loi Shmei HaKofa. Could be both these Tanoim over your hold, that HaKofa's Kol HaRosh is Loi Shmei HaKofa. If you shave off all the hair of your head, that's not the love of shaving off the payas. The payas is only us if you're just shaving off, like from behind your ears to your temples, to make a straight line, just shave off your payas. But you shave off kol harosh, could be everybody holds loy shmei hakofa, there's no aveir involved. Therefore, v'chiyasi kro, when is the pasuk come to teach us? The question then, why do I need a pasuk that a mitzvah is allowed to take a haircut? Pshita is allowed to. Like he's not being over the love. On Mitzorah, he takes the haircut, but he shaves off all the hair of his head. So what's the chiddush? Pshita tzmuta. What do we need a pasuk roishoy? So I tell you, the pshat from the pasuk is kegoin shehikuf. That first, what you do is you just cut off your payas, or lipsev gilach, and later you finish off shaving off the rest of your head. So in such a case, you're being over lav. That since the beginning, you just shave your payas. That's all. And then later you finish shaving off the rest of your head. So I would have thought to say that it's also kamash mlon roisha that it's muta. That's what I need a pasuk for. So Mari is the kasha that can be in such a case of avad would be also. You would have no right to take such a haircut. For the Gemara kivon dilu gilcho bechad zimna loy mechayiv. Since if lamaisa you would shave off all the hair of your head at one time, then there's no lav, you're not being over the lav. You want to tell me now how kofas kol harosh is loishimei hakofa. So regular mitzvah, the way he should take his haircut is when he finishes, is shave off all the hair at one time. If so, ki hikif, if that's the way you could do it, then to do it be issa, there'd be no heter. If so, ki hikif, if you'd first just shave off your payas, or if save gilach, nami loy mechayiv. You want to tell me you wouldn't be chayiv? Like how, that's not true? That's what you want to tell me. Just to have you this is all part of the territory. That now that since if you do it separately, if you shave off all the hair at one time, you wouldn't be chayiv. That's the swear you want to say. That if you just shave off the payas first, and then you shave off the rest of your head, the rest of the hair of the head, you want to say it be potter. Fredrik Moore, is that true? Omi kosuk kruhochi, does the posik say like this? Could the posik be matarit? Is that from the posik? The Yom Rashloka said that komokom shata moitzi esse vloisa say. Anytime you have a question that you want to do the mitzvah sasei, but it's involved of a lois sasei. So he said the cloud is like this. If there's a way that you could do the essay without being over the lav, whereas you could do both, don't do the lav and do the mitzvah sasei. Like here, if you tell me now if you shave off all the hair of your head at one time, you're not being over the lav, and that's the way you could be making the mitzvah sasei of a mitzvah to take a haircut. If so, there's no heter then to first shave off your payas and then shave off the rest of the hair. Now, since you could do it for heter, there'll be no heter to do it be yissa. You will not be allowed then to just shave off your payas first, because that's an aveira. V'yam lav, but when do we say yissa d'echaloysa say? If there's no way to do both, then anytime you do the yissa, you have to be over the lav. Then we say, yova yissa v'yitchias loysa say. So, Mela, if you're going to tell me now that when you shave the hair off at one time, there's no Aveira, then there's no Heter to shave it one after another. So that can't be pshat, that a Mitzvah is mutter to shave off first the payas, and then call a rush. Pshita, that if it will be mutter to shave off the whole head, all the hair at one time, you would not be able to do it separately. So Marian says, Ela, I'll tell you the kuliyam everybody holds. Hakofas kol harosh shmei hakofa. No, like we were saying before, that even though you shave off all the hair of your head at one time, really that's part of the lav. That's part of the lav of the Torah. Lo yisakifu pas v'sheichem. You're not allowed to cut off your payas, even though it means you're cutting off all the hair of your head. That's also the lav. Both of Tanoim hold like that. So now it's like this. Uman de mukim lekrolim minchi lo yisasei v'yasei. But the man, the Omer, that says, Rosh is coming to teach me. Even though the Mitzvah is a Nazir, still a smut to take a haircut. So the question was, why do we need a Pasuk only for a Nazir? Why don't we need the Pasuk for regular Mitzvah? Or regular Mitzvah also? How do I know he's allowed to take a haircut? I, by taking such a haircut, you're over the lav. The Teretz is like this. Even though true, a regular Mitzvah to take a haircut also needs a heter. Because really it's a lav. Even though you're shaving off all the hair of your head, you're being over the lav of cutting off your payas. But still, the essay, let's say, L'uman demukim l'kro l'mitzki lo sabiyesei lav gredi minolin. How does he know a regular lav, the first case of a regular mitzvah? Yalef migdilim. A regular mitzvah, that he's allowed to take a haircut. Even though his haircut is a lav, but since he's also doing the mitzvah sasei, I know it's from tzitzis that I say esei doicha lo sasei. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, loy silver is a shatness. You're not allowed to wear shatness. Vitanya on the Brisa says, loy silver shatness. Ho gedilum taslucho mehen. That with darshin, that's true, you're not allowed to wear shatness. But if it comes to make tzitzis from it, you're allowed to. Why? Because you say esei, doicha lo sasei. The mitzvah esei of tzitzis is doicha lo sasei of klayim. So from here I learn out to call it terakula, I say yes, I say. So therefore, for a regular mitzvah, true, even though he's shaving off all the hair of his head, he's doing the lav. That's the lav of leisakifa pasra sheichem. But I know pshita that it's mutter for him to do it, because the Torah gives the mitzvah essay for a mitzvah to shave off all the hair of his body. So since there's the mitzvah essay, I know memela that it's mutter for him to do it, because I say yes, I say. So you know what I need with the pasuk roisher for? That the pasuk says by a mitzvah, you are allowed to shave off your head. You know what I need it for? Come to teach me, even though he's a nazir. Even though by a nazir, there's not only a lav, but it's a lav and an essay. And usually I say an essay cannot be doicha a lois essay v'essay. But over here it's different. Here the mitzvah essay of a mitzvah is doicha. That even though you're a nazir, and a nazir has a lav and an essay not to take a haircut, still, the Pasuk Roisha comes to teach us that this Mitzvah is allowed to shave off all the hair of his head. Now, man de nafkele me Roisha, the one that learns out, no, the first time, learns out from the Pasuk Roisha, that I know you're a regular Mitzvah with a lot of take a haircut. L'chura, my time le nafkele migdilim. Why doesn't he learn out better, esse de chalosa say, from klayim betitzis? So, Mela, I should not need another Pasuk by a Mitzvah that he's allowed to take a haircut. Pshita, it's a mitzvah essay. Omolach, he'll tell you like this. Look at the Rava. That's why I need the pasuk by Klayim, by Tzitzis, is for Rava's Chiddush. Nothing to do with Esed Echolais essay. But rather like Rava learns, who the Yosom. The Rava, Rami, Rava asks for a question. Ksiv 1, pasuk says, V'nosnu al Tzitzis HaKonof. So we dashin min kinaf. That you're supposed to put on the Tzitzis should be made from the same, on the corner of your beged, the same material the beged is made from. Min kinaf, psil techeles, supposed to put what psil techeles on a blue wool, but it could be made from the same material that the beged is made from. Uksiv, another pasuk says, semra pishtim yachtov, that no, that the tzitzis could be made either from wool or else from linen. Skrutzestira. Does the tzitzis have to be made from the same material the beged is made from? Or does it have to be made from linen or wool? So Haketz said, how do you have both sukkim? It's like this. If you want to make your tzitzis the strings itself, if it's from wool or from linen, then no matter what type of material you'll have on your beged, it's kosher. Even if you have, let's say, other type, you have katan. Let's say you have a katan beged, then you're allowed to use for the tzitzis tzemer pishtim. Mashenke and Shar Minon, if you don't want to use wool or else linen for your tzitzis, but let's say you want to use cotton for the tzitzis itself, then the cloud is like this. The Minon Poitron. If the beged itself is made out of cotton, then you're allowed to make your tzitzis also from the same mint from cotton. The Minon Poitron. Shalei the Minon ain't Poitron. But if you want to use cotton tzitzis, and the beged is made from a different type of material, if the beged is made from wool, nothing doing. So that's the two psukim here. So if you want to use either wool or linen for the strings for the tzitzis, then no matter what the material of the beged is made from, it's kosher. But if you don't want to use linen or wool, you want to use other materials, then you could only make tzitzis from it if that's the same material the beged is made from. That's why I need tzemer pishtim. The kid is not coming to teach me yes or doicha loisa say, but it's coming to teach me hilchot tzitzis. Therefore, how do I know a regular mitzvah is allowed to take his haircut and shave off all the hair of his head? He's being over alav. I need the pasuk roisha to teach me that it's mutter. For the more now, so for high tana the mafik le roisha. the Lav Gereda, according to the first Tana that says the word Roshoi, comes to tell me that by a Mitzvah we say yes, the Zecholaisa say that a regular Mitzvah could take a haircut. If so, the Osi Esay Vedochi is Loisa say Vyesim Nolin. How does Itaka know then that if a Nozir, if the Mitzvah is a Nozir, and then he finishes his Mitzvahs, he has to take his haircut, how do I know it's Mutta? For a Mitzvah to take a haircut that's a Nozir, he's being over a Lav and an Esay. How do I know even in such a case, you have the Mitzvah's Esay to take a haircut? You use the word Roshoi for a regular Mitzvah. So how do you know even though he's a Nozir? So Mora sounds like this, Naskulei Miskonoi. He learns that from the second word that it says by a Mitzvah. It says by a Mitzvah has to shave off kol sarai, all the hair of his body, as the kohen of yes roishoi. It says separate with his beard and his roishoi. So the word roishoi is to teach me a Mitzvah could take his own haircut. And the word sakonoi is that even though he's a nazir. Titani, we learn like this, sakonoi. Matam aloima, what does the pasuk by a Mitzvah has to say he has to shave off his beard? It said already kol sarai. He has to shave off all the hair of his body. So pshita the beard also. No, lefishinema, since the pasuk says, pas the konim loyigalechu, you're not allowed to shave off your beard. Is yochel av koyin mitzvah kain, even though the person the koyin is a mitzvah, maybe still there's the lav not to do it. Talmud loyim is a konoi. That's why the pasuk says the konoi know that a mitzvah is allowed to shave off his beard. Yeah. Now, oman de mafag le roishoi liyesei veloisasei. Lechura leilef mizakonoi. Lechura, the one that learns out now, leman, uman demafag le roishoi, that liyesei veloisasei. He comes to teach me taka from the word roishoi, that even though you're a nozir, still you can take yekut. Is lechura leilef mizakonoi. Why doesn't it learn it out from the word zakonoi? Rashi says, before even, in the Mandir before says that, but the Toy says, by a Kayin, Toy says, the Ispe loisa say the Ashchosa, the Yesa the Gdashim Yiyu, for a Xivagila called Sarah Nuki even Pepe Yosef. Whereas in Sukonoi, by a Kayin, there we see, even though he's a Kayin, the Mitzvah, he's allowed to shave off his beard, even though there's Nisar Esay there, and a loisa say, so from there we see it's Mutta. Now the Gemara asks, the one that uses the word roishoi to teach me, even though he's a nozer, it's muta, he's so lel of miziknoi. Why doesn't it out from the word ziknoi? That's what do you need two words for? They're both, one of them is extra. You're learning out from the word roishoi that even though the mitzvah is a nozer, and is it lav, and an esse, it's muta. So why do I need the word ziknoi? Pshita by a kain also should be muta. For the Gemara, no. All the time, according to your time, the kaimulon v'yamu, we know usually the klal is